This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Innovation Economy Podcast, where we look at the factors that drive business growth, including how people, processes, platforms, and places work together to create the future of work. I'm your co-host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 brands as principal and chief strategist at GK5A, and best-selling author and speaker, and host of the award-winning podcast, The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom. This episode is part of our Inspiration Plus Location series, where we look at what it's like to build businesses, work, and live in an innovative place, and the role of location in a hyper-connected, hybrid work world. The Innovation Economy Inspiration Plus Location podcast series is brought to you by Arlington Economic Development, representing Arlington, Virginia, which is one of the most dynamic economic hubs in America, with resources for businesses from the Fortune 500 to startups and everything in between. You can learn more about them at www.arlingtoneconomicdevelopment.com. To listen to the latest episodes or sign up for the Innovation Economy newsletter, go to innovationeconomy.show or click follow on your favorite podcast app to make sure you hear the latest episodes. And now onto the show. According to data from the U.S. Travel Association, there's a promising forecast for travel in 2023 and beyond. It's predicted that the number of domestic trips, including both business and leisure, will surpass the levels seen in 2019 for the first time in 2023, marking a significant recovery from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, we're going to talk about the valuable role that destination marketing and building a strong destination to market plays in the overall growth of the business community in a region. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Emily Cassell, Director at Arlington Convention and Visitor Service, based in Arlington County, Virginia. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we get started with you giving a little background on yourself, as well as your role in Arlington Convention and Visitor Service and Arlington Economic Development?
Sure. I have lived or worked in Arlington for more than 30 years.
Wow.
But I'm not originally from here. I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I ended up here in the DC area shortly after graduating from the University of Texas and working for 1 year on a cruise ship, which was part of my entree into the travel and tourism industry. Once I got here to Arlington, I actually worked at a large travel company that served U.S. military and government travelers. And over many years, sort of ended up here at Arlington Economic Development after going to grad school and working in a couple of other areas, including technology and wireless telecommunications. So I have been here since 2006. And have had so many great opportunities to innovate here at Arlington Economic Development and the tourism space.
Great. As I mentioned in the introduction, travel is back, with levels finally back and even surpassing those in 2019 for the first time post-COVID. To showcase Arlington's focus as a destination for both business and personal travel, your organization, ACVS, recently revealed new destination branding, All In Arlington. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that, as well as how Arlington is innovating in this space. So first, can you tell us a little bit about the motivation behind the new destination branding initiative in Arlington? And what was the driving force behind this effort?
The driving force behind our branding effort really was rooted in the COVID-19 pandemic. We had originally branded Arlington back in 2006 through a research-based branding effort, and that had served us quite well for many, many years. But the extraordinarily difficult impact of COVID on Arlington and our hotels and businesses necessitated a major investment post-COVID. And this became possible through the Virginia Tourism Corporation American Rescue Plan Act Tourism Recovery Program. It's a mouthful, but the VTC ARPA program brought $3.25 million to Arlington's destination marketing organization. And that really allowed us a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take a fresh look at our branding, recognize all the many differences that there are in Arlington over the last 10 years or so, differences that brought to us major new companies like Nestle or Amazon, and things that were not yet reflected in our branding. So with this VTC ARPA investment, we have been able to really just completely take a fresh research-based approach to our branding, do extensive qualitative and quantitative interviews with many of our stakeholders and audiences, and then come out with All in Arlington, which is really the essence of the new brand.
Yeah. So that's great background on, you know, how it came to be. What are some of the ways that the new brand is taking shape, such as, you know, website, marketing channels, materials? You know, how are people experiencing this new brand?
The new brand was developed with a really great marketing firm that has done a lot of work in the destination marketing space. It's called Fuse Ideas, and it's based in Boston. And the way that they are bringing that brand to life is through virtually every channel that we have. You know, we have the new logo and wonderful new brand positioning, language, and brand personality, colors, and typography. All of that now is being reflected. I would say the easiest place to see it and experience it is on our Stay Arlington website. We launched both the brand and the website the first week of August, and we've gotten very positive feedback from folks across our industry and in our community. But what you'll see is really a new vibrancy that reflects the energy and the excitement and the international and diverse culture of Arlington throughout the website and throughout the content and photography and video on the website.
Yeah, that's great. So how do you see the new destination branding, the All in Arlington, impacting businesses and organizations in the region? You know, do you anticipate any changes in terms of marketing strategies or customer engagement as a result of this effort?
The goal of the grant funding that we used to help develop the new brand was really specifically focused on COVID recovery and generating new overnight hotel stays and spending at our local businesses. So it definitely, the new brand ties in very much to those goals, and it is very business focused. So I would say that the impact, we're already seeing some new engagement that we hadn't seen in the past that relates specifically to the new brand. We've been approached by at least one major hotel on specific All in Arlington initiatives that they want to do in relation to their teams. So really embracing that message of, you know, people are all in, invested in Arlington, but also when you're here, you can go all in and encourage your guests to go all in. We even had a major shopping venue that has offered to use a lot of our brand new photography and video and an exciting display on site, again, focusing on the logo and the brand. So I can say with certainty that we've never had folks proactively reach out to us and say, hey, how do we do this? How do we use this? How do we get those shirts? All the other exciting aspects of launching a brand that really resonates with folks.
That's great to hear. And I mean, definitely, I would imagine that type of excitement and participation definitely makes the brand even stronger, right? In addition to some of those things that you just mentioned, you know, where do you see this going as far as Arlington positioning itself for unique experiences and things like that?
Well, definitely, as we saw this brand starting to come to life through the logo and the language, one of the key parts of this was really visual. The grant enabled us to invest heavily in brand new photography and video across our neighborhoods that helps to tell in a very vibrant and exciting way the unique stories of our people and our neighborhoods. We're doing 4 photo and video shoots. We completed 1. The first shoot, we did 17 locations in 4 days, and we had 70 volunteers at these different sites across the county. So I think that the assets that we've gained from that we'll be weaving through, you know, public relations pitches and our website and our social media, these will really make the brand real, and they show the authenticity of the real people who are here doing exciting things across our county.
I want to make sure you know about the other podcast from the Agile brand, the award-winning show about marketing strategy, technology, and the customer experience, and building the brand of the future. It's called The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, and in it we talk with leaders at some of the world's top brands, the MarTech platforms that are leading the way, and other thought leaders in marketing, CX, and digital transformation. Now in its 5th year with over 400 episodes and 1 million downloads, make sure you check it out with new episodes Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. To listen to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to theagilebrand.show. That's theagilebrand.show. Now let's get back to the show. So from a measurement perspective and, you know, from a measuring success, what types of goals or metrics are you using to measure success with an initiative like this?
Well, as part of Arlington Economic Development and as part of Arlington County itself, the bottom line focus of our efforts is really on helping support our local businesses and additionally driving specifically lodging, meals, and sales tax revenues that benefit the county and our community members. So those are some of our key metrics, of course, revenue, you know, tax revenues that result from more visitors spending more money while they're here. But additionally, of course, there's hotel occupancy, there are hotel rates and revenues. Going back to what you mentioned at the beginning, our hotel occupancy hasn't quite gotten back up to our 2019 record-setting levels, although our rates have far surpassed those levels, and as have the revenues, you know, as recovery continues. So we definitely are hoping to increase hotel occupancy by bringing new leisure travelers here, as well as meetings and groups. And also, we see a real opportunity with the distributed workforce or the business nomads who can work in any city they may choose to be in and settle in for days or weeks and get to know our community. So those are really our target markets for a lot of the exciting media investments that are coming in the next 7 or 8 months.
That's great. And so I wanted to talk specifically about business travelers out there. I know you've touched on both, you know, both the business and the leisure travelers, but just to focus a little bit more on the business travelers out there, how does an organization like ACVS work with both Arlington County as well as local businesses to support those business travelers out there specifically?
Our tourism team has a really neat role interacting with some of our fellow Arlington Economic Development divisions because the work we do is very complementary. One of those is our business investment group, which many folks know as the group that helps attract and retain businesses here in Arlington. They're the team that brings in the major company wins that we've heard about over the years. And of course, it makes sense that what attracts somebody to bring their company here and potentially their employees is often the same as what attracts travelers. And so we will share messaging, we will share our visual assets, photography and video, to help make their efforts stronger in business attraction. We also work really closely with our cultural affairs colleagues. And that is really when it comes to promoting some of their great events or their wonderful public art collection, local art venues, and even just placemaking activities. Those we share with our audiences, and it strengthens their work and our work at the same time. And lastly, our BizLaunch small business team is always engaging with local stores and restaurants, even our hotels. And so often there are opportunities to collaborate on events that are coming up or sponsorships of different exciting things that are happening in the community. So there really is great partnership across our economic development department.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to put it in perspective, I mean, you know, being local to the area, I know Arlington, Virginia very well, but you know, it's, when you say convenient, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things very close by, like the Reagan National and all those things. Can you just talk a little bit about just its, you know, proximity to DC and other things like that?
Absolutely. In fact, last week we were just at a trade event where we were talking with around 40 international tour operators. And when you're sitting with operators who don't necessarily know our region well, it's wonderful to be able to show them a map and say, well, Arlington actually is originally part of these 10 miles square that were the nation's capital. Yeah. And therefore, you know, being connected by five bridges to downtown and to the National Mall is a wonderful thing. And by the way, we have these amazing neighborhoods that are virtually all on Metro that will help you get back and forth throughout the region or to Reagan National Airport or Dulles Airport if you're coming in internationally. So it definitely is a part of our sales pitch. We also do note that Arlington's hotel prices are typically now about 10 to 15% lower than downtown DC. But we also really focus on the unique experiences that they can have here in our walkable neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So looking ahead, what are some of the next steps for Arlington County in terms of promoting and implementing the new branding that you've just rolled out? And how do you plan to continue innovating in the future?
The next big step that's actually happening as we speak is following the creation of the brand and the targeted media creative that's come out of the branding process. We're running major media campaigns through next June, and that is actually the end of the grant period that I have referenced for our ARPA grant. We'll continue to refine and optimize these media campaigns as we go. But the great thing about them is this is really a broader array of media channels than we've ever been able to do before. I mean, obviously, we're doing things like paid search and search engine optimization, but we're able to now do, you know, streaming channels and out-of-home posters and transit presence and other places and things that we've never done. So that's the biggest thing where we will start to, we believe, see pretty significant results in terms of our website traffic and social engagement and, of course, bookings. Another big aspect of the coming months is implementing a public relations strategy. And the goal of that is really to energize journalists and influencers with a lot of Arlington unique stories and experiences. And then last of all, we will be continuing to focus on building a lot of new additional content that showcases Arlington's diversity, as well as two areas that we've been expanding but want to do so much more on, which are accessibility and environmental sustainability. And all of those areas, we know Arlington is a leader in nationally, so it's really about us communicating about those wonderful assets through the lens of tourism.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Emily, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to get to share all this new and exciting information with you.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of exciting stuff going on. Again, I'd like to thank Emily Cassell, Director of Arlington Convention and Visitor Service, for joining the show. You can learn more about Emily and ACVS by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to the Innovation Economy Podcast, brought to you by Arlington Economic Development. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes at www.innovationeconomy.show or on your podcast platform of choice. The Innovation Economy is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, let's keep innovating.